And accordingly, whatever we have studied in Brahmacharya Ashram, Taduditam, according to the scriptures, Karma, Swanushtiyatam, you should do your all actions. Which actions? Niyata actions. Nitya and Naimittik actions are to be done. There are two routes after completing the Brahmacharya Ashram. You can straightway go to the sannyas if you are fit student, straightway from Brahmacharya. Or if you have got the vasana that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer and I have to enjoy the world, okay, come to the Grihastha Ashram, second ashram. But in that ashram, what you are supposed to do? Tena Uditam, as said in the scriptures, you have to do the action so that you can exhaust the vasana. What is said in the scripture? That you should perform the rituals by offering to the Lord. The whole thing is revolutionized in the Bhagavad Gita. Lord has said, now you do all actions for the worship of the Lord. Tena uditam karma sanushtiyatam. Tena isyasya vidhiyatam apachiti. Apachiti means worship. Those actions, those niyat karma actions, which are nitya and naimittik, the attitude behind should not be your ego satisfaction, not ego worship. It should be the worship of Lord. Ten isasya, Iswar. Ten isasya, vidhiyatam, as said in the scripture, apachiti, use worship Lord. So the all actions are to be for the happiness of the Lord. Kamhe mati stajyatam, there should not be any selfish desire. If I am doing it for my own sense gratification, for own my ego satisfaction, for my need, my happiness, my interest, then what will happen? It will leave a tendency in your mind. Tendency means vasana. It will keep it. There will be a print in your mind. You will like something, dislike something. So the likes and dislikes increase. And all likes you start doing again and again, again and again. This is bondage. What we like, we want to do it again and again and again. There is a reason behind that. We will see it in our Bhagavad Gita chapter 14 class today. So that is a bondage. So kamme mati tajyatam. You should not indulge in your selfish actions. All the actions are should be done for the happiness of the Lord. Papauga paridhuyatam. All the sins which are accumulated, because our this birth is with pap and punya. We have already seen many times, when the papas are more, we go to the lower yoni, that means animal kingdom, plant kingdom or mineral kingdom. When we have got more punya, only punya, we get the doev yoni, we get the celestial body. And when the pap and punya are equal, then we get this manusya yoni. So, paap and punya both are there with all of us. It's not that everybody, when we say somebody, ask somebody, how are you? You say, fine, good. No, not everything is good, not there. So, paap and punya are there. So, how this papa should be exhausted? So, one thing is the Gurudev has said, this papa means vasana. You have to exhaust the vasana, number one meaning. Number two, whatever sins we have got, in the scriptures, we have got two things. There are specific pap, specific atonements, prayaschitta, and general prayaschitta. The specific, if a sage or if a saint or if a sannyasi is accumulating something, that is not according to the scripture. He is not supposed to keep anything. So he has to go on fast for 3 days and night without water, without food. Specific. What about the general? I don't know what papa I have done in this life or in the previous life. How should I tackle those papas? So it is said there are 3 ways to do it. One is the naam japa. Continuously chant the name of the Lord. It will take care of all your sins. This is for general. We are not specific. It's general. And Lakshmidhar Kavi says, even if you chant once the name of the Lord with devotion, it will clean your slate. Chant once, sufficient. Naam japa, Second, it says Ganga Snan. If you have got a faith that if I take a dip in Ganges, it will cleanse me, all my demerits will go, it will happen. But it should be with faith, not without faith. With faith. Third is Tirtha Brahman. If you go for pilgrimage, that will also help you in cleansing your mind. Papaudha Parijiyatam. Bhava Sukhe Doso Anusandhiyatam. Thereafter, you see the shortcomings of the Bhava Sukha. Bhava Sukha means the happiness which we get from the sense objects. And we all have experience, and you can now easily jot down or your experiences that these all bhavasukha are temporary. They require effort. Third, our teja. Nachiketa says, these all bhavasukha, they burn my energy. Fourth, really speaking, there is no sukha in bhava, in object. We have proved many times. In object, there is no sukha. What happens? Where is the sukh? Sukh is inside. It is the peaceful state of mind which gives me sukh. So if we learn how to keep my mind equipoised in both sukh and dukh, we have learned. We have to keep our mind equipoised. Bhagavad Gita is first adhyaya is visamata, next 17 adhyaya is samata. Vishamata can be tackled by samata. Vishamata means we are going up and down, up and down, up and down. And the simple, if you come to the samata, all 17 chapters you will find in one way or other will show you the samata. You have to keep yourself calm in all cases. Now, if you have understood up to this, that this whatever Shankaracharya has stated is correct, then you have to take a U-turn. If you leave the world, you lose nothing. But if you leave God, you lose everything. Our present position is just reverse. We are holding on to the Jagat and left God. So you have lost everything. Shankaracharya says, if you see the Bhava Sukhe Doso Anusandhiyatam, leave it now. Take a U-turn. We are reveling in OET. Instead of Bahirmukhi, you have to become Antarmukhi. You have to take a U-turn now. Then what is to be done? Atmechha vyavasiyatam. Atmechha vyavasiyatam means here your grihastha ashram is going to end. After six steps, if you are convinced that what I am doing is not correct, although I am getting a little bit of sukh there, but that is not permanent. So if you are convinced, then Atma Ichha Vyavasiyatam. Now Atma Ichha. Now you strive for the knowledge of the self. If you do that, then what will happen? The adharma will be over. We already know, for selfish desire, if done in righteous way, it will exhaust my vasana. Selfish desire, if done in adharmic way, it is going to be a sin and you will collect sorrow for that. You will get. Atmechha vyavasiyatam. Once you take a U-turn, then the Lord says, apichetasa duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadurevasa mantabya samyak vyavasito hisa. If you have taken a U-turn, once you have decided I am not going to do any adharm for my selfish desire, then Lord says, api chetasa duracharo. He may have earned PhD in durachar. He might have committed lot of sins. Gohatya, Brahman hatya, Bhrun hatya, whatever sin you have committed. But once you take a U-turn toward the Lord, अपिचेतस दुराचारो भजते माम अनन्य भाग नाउ ही हैज स्टार्टेड कमिंग टुवर्ड मी अनन्य भाग ही हैज स्टार्टेड वर्शिपिंग मी ही हैज डिसाइडेड नाउ दैट दिस इज फाइनल आई हैव सीन द शॉर्ट कमिंग्स ऑफ द भवसुख नाउ आई विल गो टू द भक्ति मार्ग आई विल वर्शिप लॉर्ड देन साधुरेव समंतव्य ही शुड बी कंसिडर्ड एज महात्मा साधुरेव मंतव्य And the Lord has promised, once one who decides that I am devotee of the Lord, if you become bhakta of the Lord, then Lord says, Yoga Chem Bahamyam, I will do everything for you. Na me bhakta pranasyati, my devotee will never perish. I will see to it. So there are a lot of benefits becoming a devotee of the Lord. So once the mind is withdrawn from the world by seeing the shortcomings of the world, that mind is to be again employed. It's not that you just only withdraw and leave it. No. If you withdraw and don't redeploy it, then again you have wasted your life. Mahatma gave very good example. One mother complained to Mahatma Ji, my son is always whole day is playing, is not studying, exams are approaching. You know the story. The Mahatma said, yes, why you are not studying? And I love games. Okay. From 1 month till exam, you will not play. Okay? The boy said, okay. Mahatma went away. After 2 months, Mahatma came back. And he found that the boy has failed in the exam. Asked the boy, what happened? Did you play? Well, no, I didn't play. You said, I gave you work. I didn't play. Then, did you study? Well, you didn't say me that. You asked me not to play. I didn't play. But that mind which was engaged in the play should be redeployed in the study. That part was not said. This not only the withdrawing from the objects of the world. You have to, when you have withdrawn, now you have got the energy, now you have got the time. That time should be re-employed. Where Atmecha Vyavasiyatam. Now you strive for the knowledge of the Self. What is that knowledge? Pale Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That is Satchidanand. Now we want to know that Satchidanand. And the resolution should be firm resolution. I want the knowledge of Self and Self alone. This should be the firm resolution. I want this only now. Nothing else will satisfy me. And if you pursue in this direction, then Grihastha Ashram is over. Complete. So Brahmacharya Ashram we have seen. We have to know our goal of life and means to attain. In Grihastha Ashram, we have seen we are supposed to do our Niyat Karma, which is Nitya Karma and Naimittik Karma, as a worship to the Lord. No selfish desire is to be entertained. No selfish desire is to be entertained. Fulfill your desires in righteous way, that also offering to the Lord, so that the vasanas are not formed. So you exhaust your vasanas in Grihastha Ashram. When the vasanas come, then a subhichcha, this is called a subhichcha, a desire will come, that I want to know the Atman. So this seventh part is now, seventh step is over, Grihastha Ashram is over. Now you are slowly stepping into the Vanaprastha Ashram, the third ashram. Nij Grihat Turnam Binirgamyatam. Nij Grihat. Now this Subhecha has come. Leave your house immediately. Leave your house immediately means what? Gurudev says, now you detach from your BMI. Come out. We are too much attached with the body, mind and intellect. Now you have to leave the attachment of body, mind and intellect. Nij grihat turnam binirgamyatam. Binirgamyatam means vishesh nirgamyatam. be free from this. Leaving the house does not mean literally leaving the house. It is not getting attached to the house. Leave the attachment part. What is our present status? We are attached to our house, we are attached to our car, we are attached to the family members, we are attached to our body. This attachment part is not, you don't have to leave your family, you don't have to leave your home, car, nothing. What you have to leave is the attachment part. How we detach ourselves? Think this house is owned by Lord. If I say you think this house is owned by Jitendra Nayyar, you will never accept. No, no. He will come one day and claim his ownership. No. But one thing you know for good, that the Lord will never come and claim for the ownership, because Lord knows this whole world is mine. It was mine, it is mine, and it will remain. I am the owner. People come and claim this house is mine. That house before you occupied was owned by somebody else. When you leave the world, it will be owned by somebody else. So Lord is not disturbed. We are disturbed. So if we take that Lord is the owner, no problem. Who are we? We are trustee. We are tenant. He has allowed us to stay. Okay. Khatam. Enjoy that house. But don't get attached. What happens if we are attached? It is an obstacle in your sadhana. Your mind will be always toward that. You will not be able to progress. That attachment is an obstacle in your sadhana. If you are attached with your family members, even if you have completed your grihastha ashram, you are retired, now you are doing babysitting because you are attached. But that is, we have already said, the Shastra is not saying that you should leave the world. You will stay in your house. Then babysitting, what is this? It doesn't mean stop caring. I have not said even once that you leave your house, you leave your comfort of your house or your all the wealth and everything, nothing. What I am saying only is the take out the attachment part. That's all. Why so? Because for the study of the scriptures, for the knowledge of self, you need serene and peaceful mind. You need sattvic mind. And the attachment is an obstacle in that. Only the attachment part is to be left. Giving up attachment doesn't mean stop caring. You will be caring all your family members, everything. Lot of people ask about this thing. How should we detach ourselves? This is a question asked by many, many people. And today I am going to tell you something from the Gospel of Ramakrishna, what Thakur Ramakrishna said about this thing. How to live in this world. How ought we to live in the world? One person, master, asked the question to Thakur Ramakrishna, how should we live in this world? Do all your duties but keep your mind on God. Do all your duties but keep your mind on God. How? Mahatma gives the example of Tanpura and the musicians playing their, singing their bhajan or their classical music. Tanpura is continuously there. Their ear is always on the Tanpura. And on that Tanpura, there is again the disturbance, alap, bilap, and all these things are happening. But there, where is their attention? On the Tanpura. While I am doing the acting in the world, where should be my mind? माइंड शुड बी ऑलवेज विद द लॉर्ड. लिव विथ ऑल, विथ वाइफ, चिल्ड्रेन, फादर, मदर एंड सर्व देम. इवन ठाकुर रामकृष्ण इज ऑल्सो सेइंग दैट डोंट लीव योर फैमिली, नथिंग इज टू बी लेफ्ट. Treat them as if they were very dear to you, but know in your heart of heart that they do not belong to you. This is the main thing which you have to understand. Serve them, take care of them, but don't think that they will give you happiness. Don't make them a point of happiness. Without them, I am not happy. Know in your heart of hearts that they do not belong to you. अब घर जाके झगड़ा नहीं करना. I know you are not my spouse. No. You keep that in your mind only. How? Thakur gives a beautiful example. A maid servant in the house of a rich man performs all the household duties, but her thoughts are fixed on her own home in her native village. She brings up her master's children as if they were her own. She even speaks of them, my Ram, my Hari. But in her own mind, she knows very well that they do not belong to her at all. Such should be our state. So stop caring doesn't mean we have to take out the attachment part. We will take care of everybody, we will serve them. But in the mind we'll know they do not belong to. This we have come together, the whole family has come together so that we can together evolve. This is the idea behind it. It means stop depending on others for happiness. Others can't give you happiness. We have seen several times, objects, beings, persons, they can't give you happiness. We think they are giving happiness, but they don't give you happiness. Once this thing arises in you, atmechha vyavasiyatam nij grihat turnam vinirgamyatam, it is anant kotis punya. Because of that, this subhechha has arisen. In Yoga Vasishtha, this is the first step toward the law, subhechha. Once this subhechha arises in you, then this is anant koti punya of your previous verse. Now Vedas instructed, we just now saw in Grihastha Asana, Vedas instructed us to do the karma, do the niyat karma, it was instructed. But how to do it? That was also said. Now Veda is telling nij griha turna vinir gamyatam, stop your karma. Karma yogi yoga, it has given you the fruits. Your mind is purified. Grihastha Asana is for the purification of mind. Once the purification of mind has happened, no more actions, karma yoga. Now it is saying, stop it. No more duties for you, no more niyat karma, over. Now what is to be, what karma is to be done? Something else Dev is going to suggest. Leave this worldly action, come for the Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. On that route now you start walking. This is over. Object, emotions, jagat is over. Now start your journey to what? Inside. In Sureshwacharya also in Naiskarma Siddhi says that the Niyat Karma was done in a fashion of Karma Yoga and it has given its result. Your mind is purified and in purified mind this Subhechha has arisen that I now want the knowledge of Self. Stop your Niyat Karma now. Karma Yoga is over. Many people ask when to stop the karma. How long we should continue? What is the point when I should stop it? Even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, ఆరు రుచు అనే యోగం కర్మ కారణముచ్యతే. ఆరు రుచు, ద వన్ హూ వాంట్స్ టు నో లార్డ్ ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్, కర్మ కారణముచ్యతే. కర్మ కారణం మీన్స్ డూ కర్మయోగ. బట్ యోగారూఢస్య తస్యైవ సమకారణం ఉచ్యతే. బట్ యోగారూఢ ఫర్ ద అడ్వాన్స్ సీకర్ ఆర్ వన్ హూ హ్యాజ్ రియలైజ్డ్ సమ స్టాప్ కర్మ, కర్మయోగి టు బి నౌ స్టాప్. మెనీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్ ఇన్ దిస్. దే టేక్ మీన్స్ యాజ్ ద గోల్, సారీ జిందగీ కర్మయోగ కర్నా బస్. నో, when the karma yoga has given you result, now you are fit for the next stage. So now the karma is to be stopped. What is to be done? So in brahmacharya ved gyan, in grihastha ashram, we have purified our mind. Now chitta shuddhi has happened. Now proceed further for chitta ekagrata. Now vanaprastha starts. Now we are coming to the third ashram, vanaprastha. What is the purpose of vanaprastha? Chitta ekagrata, concentration of mind, single pointedness of mind is the purpose of vanaprastha. We will chant the verse number 2.
Lead and follow. Sangasatsu vidhiyatam, సంగసత్సు విధీయతాం భగవతో భక్తి దృఢాధీయతాం, భగవతో భక్తి దృఢాధీయతాం శాంత్యాది పరిచీయతాం, శాంత్యాది పరిచీయతాం దృఢతరం కర్మాశు సంత్యజ్యతాం, దృఢతరం కర్మాషు సంత్యజ్యతాం సద్విద్వానుపసృప్యతాం, సద్విద్వానుపసృప్యతాం ప్రతిదినం తత్పాదుకా సేవ్యతాం, ప్రతిదినం తత్పాదుకా సేవ్యతాం బ్రహ్మైకాక్షరమర్థ్యతాం, బ్రహ్మైకాక్షరమర్థ్యతాం శ్రుతిశిరోవాక్యం సమాకర్ణ్యతాం, శ్రుతిశిరోవాక్యం సమాకర్ణ్యతాం. టుగెదర్ సంగసత్సు విధీయతాం భగవతో భక్తి దృఢాధీయతాం శాంత్యాది పరిచీయతాం దృఢతరం కర్మాషు సంత్యజ్యతాం సద్విత్వానుపసృప్యతాం ప్రతిదినం తత్పాదుకా సేవ్యతాం బ్రహ్మైకాక్షరమర్థ్యతాం శ్రుతిశిరోవాక్యం సమాకర్ణ్యతాం.
Next step, what is to be done? Now the subhecha has arisen in me. I have come out from my griha also. I have detached myself. Where should I employ my time now? The time is to be employed. So, sangha sasu vidhiyatam. Now you should go for sat sangha. What is sat sangha? Sat means the tattva. Tattva means satchidananda. What is satsang? The satsang is where you get the company of good people. A realized person always revels in sat. Sat means Brahman. That is his satsang. Continuously he is in Brahman. That is satsang. I am not realized, but if I am in the company of a realized person, that also is satsang. Company of realized person is also satsang. If I don't have a realized person with me, then the devotees, if they sit together and talk about Brahman, that is satsang. That is what we do in the study classes. We talk about sat only. If that is not available, if I am reading the scriptures or Leela of Bhagwan or Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavat or Ramayana or the biography of the great saints, satsang. If that is also not possible, if I have got positive thoughts in my mind, that also is satsang. Now from the positive state of mind, further slowly go up and up, one step by one step. Start studying the scriptures, come in the company of the devotees, from the devotees, come to the company of a realized person, and when you are established in the your own true nature of self, then nothing is required. You are happy. Satsang. Why satsang is required? Because this clique keeps the flame of your jikyasa burning continuously, atmaicha continuously. It's very, very essential to remain in satsang. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, it says, Dusanga sarvathai bhakti ajya. Dusang is always to be left. Why? When your children are at home, at what age they go to the college? At the age of 18?
18.
In 18 years, you can't make them Ram. It is very difficult. But in 1 month, they can become Ravan when they go to the college. Dusanga. They will start smoking, which they have never done. Because the first smoke is always free. Somebody will offer you. Have a puff. Shuru. So, Dusanga.
Thank you, Uncle.
Dusanga happens quickly. Patapat. Dusanga. The satsang is always needed. Because if you go to the worldly people, they are not bad. Worldly people are not bad. But their aim is different. They have a goal of something, jagatic goal. They have got the sansaric goal. Good, let them pursue. They want to build a house in the Mars. Let them build. I'm not saying they are bad people. No. But for me, on whom this subhecha has arisen, this subhecha is to be protected. And this can be protected only in the company of the devotees. Continuously, if you are talking about us, it's okay. And once this subhecha arises, you will not like the company of your own friends also. You will not like to visit them also. You see, this is wastage of time. Let me read some scriptures. Let me remember the leelas of Bhagavan. Oh, revel in that. Sangasa subhidhiyatam. You see, the dust without sun goes up. When the storm comes, it goes up. But when it is associated with the rain, it comes down. The sun has got very, very important role to play in the life at that point of time. Sangha sasu vidhiyatam bhagavato bhaktiri dhidha adhiyatam. After that, what is to be done? Be established in the firm devotion to the Lord. Bhagwan ki bhakti. Who is Bhagwan? Bhagwan is said to be one who has got six bhaga. What are those bhaga? Aishwarya, sovereignty or rulership. Second is virya. He has got valor, fearlessness and courage. Third is yas, fame and glory. Fourth is sri, wealth, prosperity. Fifth is gyan, knowledge. Sixth is vairagya, dispassionate. He owns the whole world, but he is vairagi to this world. Lord owns the whole world, but still he is vairagi. Now, in satsang, what you have learned by upasana, now you have to make it firm. In satsang, you come to know that you have to worship Lord. How to worship the Lord? We will see that. Now you have to continue that journey. Upasana you have to do. Upasana. Upasana means upasana. Upa means near. Asana means be next to the God I am sitting. Upasana. At that point of time, now we have left the world. Don't think about Kamani, Kanchan and Kirti. Don't think about Esna Traya. Lokesna, Putresna, Vittesna. That part is over. Putresna is over. Grihastha Asana over. I want to get married and have progeny, over. Vittesna, I want to earn money. I have seen the shortcomings of earning money also. Vitta, I have seen. After having wealth, now I want to be governor of the state. Lokesna. Now also that I don't want. Because I know that post is also limited for samsara. Putresna, Vittesna, Lokesna gone. So when I am sitting before the Lord doing my bhakti, at that time don't think about the worldly things now. No Lokesna, Putresna and Vittesna. We give respect to a person who is wealthy or who has got power. If a president of America comes, we all will get up. But now you are in the company of the president of president. He is the Lord of all presidents. So you must have respect for him. Now you have to focus on whatever is said by your guru. He may give you a mantra. Now you chant this mantra and focus on that mantra. This will give you ekagrata. Once you start this, from your journey has now changed. You were bahirmukhi, now you are becoming antarmukhi. You are traveling inside now, slowly. And once you become devotee of the Lord has guaranteed. Sadhureva mantavya, he should be considered as a sadhu. Na me bhakta pranishyati. Yoga chem bahamyam. Many promises Lord has made. Only thing you have to do bhakti, that's all. But if you don't do it, if you are still happy with the object, emotions and thought, Lord says, okay, let him play. He is happy with the worldly things. Let him be happy. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, the child is playing with the toys. The mother is doing her other chores of the house. She will not give attention because she is playing, okay, leave it. Once the child starts crying, what will happen? The mother will stop everything, run to the child and pick up. If we start crying for the Lord, abhi tak to nahi kiya. Abhi tak we are playing with the toys of the world. The Lord is saying, let him play. But if we start crying now, he will come running. Immediately he will come. Lord says, for what we have to do is the ananya bhakti. Single pointed devotion is needed. And the Lord has guaranteed, yet sarvani karvani mai sanyasya matpara ananyeva yogena mam dhyayatam upasate tesam samuddhartam mrityu sansar sagarat. Bole, you do the devotion to me. You have done all the karma as a worship of the Lord. Very good. Now you become my devotee. Ananya bhakti you are doing, single pointed devotion. Very good. What I will do for you? Tesam samuddhartam mrityu sansar sagarat. I will pick you up from this mrityu sansar. This ocean of changes. This the ocean where the continuously there is changes are happening and we are going in the cycle of birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. From mrityu sansar sagarat, I will pick you up. Lord, how long will you take? Lord says, Bhavami na chirat partha. I will not take even a single second. There will not be no delay. Only you come this side. Take a U-turn. Maya vesit chetasam. But only one condition is there. Maya vesit chetasam. Your mind should be always in me. That is one condition. Well, I will take you, pick you up from this sansar sagar. What is this devotion? The devotion is puja, jap, chintan. Raman Maharshi says in Upadesh Sar. First step is the puja. Puja is the easiest because it requires three instruments. Body, mind and speech. Jap requires a little bit difficult. It requires only two instruments. Mind and speech. And chintan requires most difficult, only the mind element. So you start with puja, jap and chintanan. Navada Bhakti says, start with the sravan. These are all bhakti steps. Any one start with this. The result will start coming. Sravan. Listen to the glories of the Lord. Like Parichit did. Glories of the Lord. Kirtanam, singing the glories of the Lord. Third is Smarnam, constant day and night remembrance of the Lord. Whenever you have got the free time, chant the Lord's name while you are driving instead of thinking about the worldly thing. Chant the Lord's name continuously. Here you get always 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes time. You can put in the bhajans or kirtan of the Lord in your car and listen to that. Pad Sevanam, serve the divine. Archanam, worship Lord in puja with flowers. We do archana here, 100 times archana, flowers we offer. Bandhanam, prostration to the Lord with love and respect. Dasyam, serve Lord as a servant of the Lord. This is most important. To reduce your ego, Dasyam, that I am the servant of the Lord. Most essential. Hanumanji did, I am Dasa. The best method to sublimate your ego is Das Bhava. Sakyam, you can call Lord Krishna as your friend. Whatever sorrow, whatever happiness you get, you can share with the Lord. Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, surrender to Lord. Oh Lord, this whole BMI is for you. I am surrendering it to you. You make this body, mind and intellect as your instrument. And whatever way you want to utilize it, please do it. Atmanivedana. This devotion is required for knowledge of the self. Why? Because in the third ashram we want chitta ekagrata. So here your mind is continuously on one point on the Lord. This chitta ekagrata is needed. This devotion integrates body, mind and intellect, which is prerequisite for your knowledge of the self. For all these three instruments, body, mind and intellect, should be single-pointed to understand this knowledge of self. Part-time devotee should become full-time devotee in Vanaprastha. In Grihastha Ashram, we all were part-time devotees. Out of 24 hours, we give hardly 5 minutes, 10 minutes per day. You will have to become full-time devotees. Ours is not a, you know, the like a Sunday church. It's not one day a week. Our temples are open day and night. Anytime you can go, any day you can go. And so we have seen the Brahmacharya Ashram. First step, we have seen what is to be done in the Grihastha Ashram. We have entered into the Vanaprastha Ashram. You know the purpose of each ashram. First ashram is meant to know the goal of life and the means to achieve that. In second ashram, we are to purify our mind by exhausting our vasanas, doing all our actions as a worship to the Lord. That will clean our mind. When the mind is clean, then a subhichha will come. Atmichha vyavasiyatam. I want to know self. This will come. When this has arisen, stop. Grihastha over. Vanaprastha. When vanaprastha, what we are supposed to do? A part-time devotee will become full-time devotee. Purpose is that you have to have single-pointed devotion, concentration of mind. So we started with the knowledge of the, what is our goal? Second step, we have in Grihastha Ashram, purified our mind. And in the third ashram, concentration of mind. So purification of mind, concentration of mind are prerequisite for the knowledge of self. So we'll take up in the next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Just clear any doubt.
Here the second.